love Jesus, we would be better having our Christmas services in a local barn with the animals than in the beauty of a church building. Because in our desire to know the incarnation, to experience the love of God, to know the power of his willingness to give himself on our behalf, we mess up his picture. I want to be born in the animal droppings. I've had some amazing things happen in that cave, especially with students. I had a kid stand there, kneel down in the manure, put his hands and his forehead down in the manure, and say, "You know what? That's what I looked like inside when Jesus came into my life." It's an amazingly powerful picture of God's willingness to enter our chaos because he loves us. Don't get in the way of his picture, even if you do it because you love him so much. And then they put him in a manger. I took a course with one of the leading experts in Middle Eastern cultural practices, a guy by the name of Noga Haruvani, who says, listen, mangers aren't for hay. You don't bring hay to the sheep, you bring sheep to the hay. Mangers are for water. Now, I don't want to push that too hard, but I'm suggesting that the living water was born and wrapped in swaddling cloths. And maybe he was laid in a watering trough. And Mary and Joseph walked miles and miles. They walked past the biggest palace in the world. Its shadow falls over all the little villages in the area. And they found, and God said, here I am. I'm in the chaos. Two challenges that God's laid on my heart. If you're in chaos in a more than ordinary way tonight, God really wants to join you. I don't know why he doesn't fix it right away, but he wants to be there. He really does. Look. And if tonight you can honestly say, God has helped me with the chaos, and we're always chaotic, but I'm better than I was. Look around you. There are people who really need the presence of Jesus in their chaos. Don't stand on the bank. Don't stand outside. Come, join them. Like God did. Pray with me. Father, we love you. But when I think about these things, laid him in a manger because there was no room, it dawns on me that I really don't know what love is until I see you love. Thank you for being willing to leave the perfect world where everything was right. Because you loved so much, you were not only willing to fix chaos, but to enter it. Thank you for being born, not in a palace or even a clean room, but in a stinking barn. May that picture be part of the template through which we read the text. For God so loved the world. In your Son's Jesus' name, amen.